Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from those TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. And this is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so later in the show, about 40 minutes to be exact, you will get a chance to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get 30 to 40 seconds to do so. So get your takes ready and come correct. Before that, at the bottom of the hour, is Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. And Rob, who'd you trash again on Deadspin?
The Dallas Cowboys. Chris, can't say it enough.
Very trashable.
No doubt. They had a great opportunity. And you just mentioned it, Chris. The Eagles wound up losing. So the Cowboys could have been right there within striking distance. And they played the Eagles again. So they could have made up ground. It was a golden opportunity. They had Aaron Rodgers and the Packers down, almost out, but they couldn't put them away. I brought it up before, Chris. They had 47 yards in the fourth quarter. 47 yards.
Rob, it's one thing if they would have lost to Kansas City, Buffalo, Minnesota, an elite team, even if it's a team on their level. And it's one thing if they hadn't been up 28-14 entering the fourth quarter. Like, you know, we see it all the time. You lose to an inferior opponent. It happens, right? Kansas City lost to Indianapolis a few weeks back. So it happens. But you were up 28-14. Right. You were playing for your coach. right? You knew he was emotional about it, that he wanted to go back in a blaze of glory. I mean, he was strutting around like a peacock
and you
before
know what,
the game.
You're right.
You know? And
I know he had to feel good.
I'm about to win this. I'm about to come back here. My team is better. You guys stink.
Rub it in your face.
Right. All of that. And he had to eat that crow for sure. So, yes. And speaking of the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, Rob, it's been a while since I agreed with something Aaron Rodgers said. A long while, Rob. But today, in his media availability, he did say something that I agree with and probably you agree with as well. Here he is talking about the artificial turf. Because remember, he's recently seen two of his teammates, Rashawn Gary and Devondre Campbell, get hurt on the artificial turf. Here he is talking about it.
As much as I've enjoyed playing indoors over the years on turf, I do think it's time to go all grass throughout the league. I think you would see less of these non-contact injuries that we see on some of the surfaces. And I think that it'd be a good step in the right direction towards player safety to make the requirement for every field to be grass.
Aaron, you've been pretty active over the years, obviously, with NFLPA. Do you have any?
That's a stretch a little bit, yeah. I've been around.
I've been
a listener and an occasional invitee to certain conversations.
With the knowledge that you have,
yeah.
Do you have any real confidence that that's a change that the league will make?
No, honestly. I don't have a lot of confidence when it comes to the league making that decision without some sort of, you know, big vote and, you know, gripes from certain owners who don't want to spend the money. There were many things in the last negotiations that the PA decided to pay for out of our own pocket because the ownership just didn't want to fund some of those things. This to me is player safety. We, and when I say we, I mean the people who negotiated without the players, agreed to 17 games, which wasn't about player safety. It was about monetary gains. So this would be putting your money where your mouth is if player safety is important.
But as we know, Chris, it's not about player safety. It never has been. People don't understand the reason why there's 17 games is because if it's a preseason game, they get nickels compared to millions, Chris, on preseason games that are locally sponsored, right, on local TV stations. They don't get the numbers. They don't get the money for a preseason game. Nobody takes them. And while you add a 17th game, you get buku money from the networks. Number two, I agree with Aaron Rodgers, Chris, but it ain't happening. The players' union and the players aren't strong enough to demand games to be played on grass. It ain't that hard, Chris. How many games do you think the players have to miss in order to get the attention of the owners?
No, you're right. Like if they went on strike or something, yeah.
Yeah, just say we're not playing on that.
Absolutely. Or the teams that have to miss one.
Thank you, Chris. And say, dude, telling you right here and now, any field that has artificial turf, we will not be there on Sunday. How long? Not very long.
They
but
probably
you gotta,
wouldn't miss a game.
But you got to put your money where your mouth is. And because the union is afraid, Chris, they have a bad healthcare package. They have a bad retirement package. The CTE settlement. A judge, Chris, you know this. When two sides agree in an arbitration, a judge just signs the paperwork, right? Both sides agree. When it came to the NFL and the Players Association, the judge sent it back, Chris. The judge refused to sign it and said, the players aren't getting enough money.
Right.
They should have all been fired on the Players Association side that a judge thought the players' association had shortchanged the players. I have no confidence in the players' union, no confidence in the players that they should stand up for this, Chris. And This won't change because they don't think it's worth fighting over. They'd rather have practices off and smoke weed. That's what they wanted.
Yeah, look, it's hard to disagree with you, Rob. In fact, I totally agree with you. Number one, it's not about player safety. We were way out in front of this. If it was about player safety, you wouldn't be pushing for a 17th game. You just wouldn't. It's just another opportunity for a player to get injured. That's all it is. And as you said, it's about money. We said, Rob, look, I enjoy watching the Thursday night games. I mean, they've been bad, especially this year. They've been bad.
They have been.
You know, but it's nice to have some football. But, I mean, that's not good for the players.
Short week, Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, Thursday night football? That's about money and the turf. We've said this, too. The grass is safer now. The league sent out a few weeks ago some data that in 2019, it showed that non-contact injuries occurred a lot more on turf than on natural grass. But they've said that the data shows that the gap has been closed in the last few years, 2020, 2021. But what it shows, Rob, is that there's two types of turf. And one of the turfs is slim fit turf. And apparently the slim fit turf, I don't know exactly, you know, how to describe
the difference. That's the kind of A-shirt that I wear, the slim fit.
Yeah, right. So the slim fit turf, the injuries, non-contact injuries happen a lot more frequently on the slim fit turf than the other type of turf. And 7 of the 14 fields, Rob, that are turf are slim fit. So, look, maybe at this point, baby steps. They should try to at least get regular turf versus slim fit turf. At the very least, stand up for that. So I would like to see the players stand up for it, Rob. But they're the weakest union of the three major sports. There's no question about that. And they've been pushed around. And like you said, they thought they were helping themselves by getting off practice. Yep. You know, not practicing as hard. And
they got more injuries.
That's just hurt. Right. Because they aren't practicing hard. So are their bodies ready for, you know, what goes on Sunday in an NFL game, the contact, the hitting, the tackling, all that stuff. So, yeah, it's I agree wholeheartedly with Aaron Rodgers on this. And he's absolutely right, Rob. If it really was about player safety, you might not have any turf at all. And you certainly wouldn't be playing a 17th game. And you wouldn't be playing Thursday night football. Just keep it real.
You wouldn't. 100%. I hate to be such a negative Nelly when it comes to getting these things changed. But, Chris, it costs money. And you got to afford. All the NFL ever does is brag about how much money it makes. They got money, Chris.
They got a ton of money.
A ton of money. And they can get this corrected overnight. Overnight. If they want to. But you have to apply real pressure to them for the safety of these players. That's all.
All right. Speaking of pressure, Kyrie Irving still suspended, Rob. Tonight will be his 7th game missed. It was indefinite, but they were saying at least 5 led many people to believe, especially after he apologized, that he might be back after 5 games, probably would be back after 5 games. Not the case. We'll get into that next as the Nets prepare to take on the Sacramento Kings tonight. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, Kyrie Irving now will miss his 7th straight game due to this suspension. And I think he should be playing now. I think he should be off suspension. One of the things they wanted him to do was go through anti-Semitic training. But yet, over the last several days, the owner of the team, Joe Tsai, and the commissioner of the entire league, Adam Silver, have said they don't think, and they, after meeting with Kyrie, that they don't think he's anti-Semitic. Like, at all. Like, they're like, we don't think in any way, shape, or form he's anti-Semitic. So why does he need to go through anti-Semitic training? And even if you want him to, I don't know if that what that includes, tales, meeting with some rabbis or you know, watching film about Jewish history. I don't know. But you can do that while you're playing. And the sensitivity training is another thing they want him to go through. You can do that while you're playing. All right. So I think he should be playing. And even, like, there are basketball reasons. We've talked about it, Rob. They've been better without him in the short term. 4-2 without him versus, what, 2-4 with him? 2-5 with him?
Right.
And, oh, 2-6 with him.
Yeah, they started out 2-6 and now they're 4-2 without him.
Right. Defense is obviously much better. If you're thinking, you know what? Because I've said this. I kind of want to see what we look like with Kyrie over a little larger sample size. Okay, that's fine, but that's a basketball reason. So bring him back off suspension. Because remember, Rob, the suspension's without pay. So bring him back. And if you want to say, you know, you're not suspended, but, you know, he's away from the team, or, you, I mean, I don't know if you'd bring him there and let him sit on the bench, but, you know, you'd probably keep him away from the team, but he would still be getting paid because you don't want him playing because of a basketball reason, not for the suspension. He's apologized. Again, you don't think he's anti-Semitic. The things he said in addition to his apology, I'm sorry, clearly, you know, are like supportive of people of various, you know, backgrounds and so on and so forth. He took down the post. You know, he never uttered any type of negative stuff himself. He just, you know, he took down the post. He was slow to apologize, we get, but he did do it eventually. And so I think he should be back, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, they said a minimum of 5 games. So there was no set number,
right,
Chris? And I don't think they've reneged on that. I don't know. I think it'll
be suited. Indefinite. Who knows how long
right.
that could be?
But I don't think it's going to be indefinite. And I think we said even from the very beginning that we didn't think it was anti-Semitic. But when you represent other people and organizations, you got to play by their rules. Like you don't.
But when they come out and say, you know what I mean? Like NBA and the Nets say, we don't think he's anti-Semitic. So why is he still suspended?
Because I think it has to do with the road trip. I really do. I think if he's not off suspension when they get back to Brooklyn, then I think it would be fair to question where they're going with this and you know, and what hasn't been done here, or why do you feel that way? Do you know what I mean? I do believe that because of just the way it happened. And they were playing well. And I said to you before, maybe you want to make sure when you do bring them back, you have this one press conference, get it over with, and then get on with basketball. If you do it on the road, you got to have that press conference again in New York. I'm not saying these guys are all ultra PR savvy and smart, and this is what they're thinking. But this is what I would be thinking if I was running a team.
Well, first of all, to your point about the road trip, do you agree with my point, though? If it's the road trip, right, you still could bring him off suspension, so at least he's getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, would you agree with – if that's what it is, if you're like, look, we know he's not anti-Semitic. He took the post down. You know, we never thought he was in the first place. You know what I mean? He apologized. We just, you know, don't need to bring him back right now because we're out west. We'll do it when we're at home. You still could take him off the suspension so he can get his pay for these games, because this is a basketball reason, or it has nothing to do with the quote-unquote with the suspension.
Yeah, I just wonder.
Go ahead.
In meeting with him, there's got to be something there, Chris, that they still, while they both were positive and said that they didn't believe he's anti-Semitic, there must be something there that they still don't feel good about, from the standpoint of after those meetings and you go public and say we don't. And part of it, too, and I said it, I'm me and you both, we didn't think he was anti-Semitic even when the thing was white hot from the beginning. Okay,
right.
We said this is
– I didn't think he should be suspended.
Yeah, I did. I did, from that standpoint, that you represent more – this is not your – you're not a private citizen and you're representing just yourself or your family. You're representing a bigger entity than you, and that's why their guidelines,
I mean, they can do what they want.
Right, because you agreed to the CBA.
Right, you signed. We signed up for it, but he didn't say anything. You know, he posted something. He took it down. He apologized.
He should have apologized.
I said that from
Chris. You said that if he would apologize in the very beginning,
it would have been over.
It would have been over. I truly do. You believe that?
Yes, absolutely.
I do.
And I wonder
when the first reporter asked him, Chris.
Yeah,
he could have said anti-Semitic. Of course, I'm not anti-Semitic.
Right.
I posted it. I heard all his feedback and whatnot and didn't realize what all was in there. Of course, I don't believe in everything that was in that documentary. I thought there was something interesting there, but I realized that it's offended a lot of people. Chris, end of story.
It would have been over. It would have been over. Now, the question is this. You said in meeting with him, have they seen something that they don't like or whatever? I mean, is it possible that he's like, look, I'm not apologizing again? You know, I apologize once. That's it. If that were the case, if I were the NBA or the Nets, I would just come out and say that. We met with Kyrie. We don't believe he's anti-Semitic, if that's what they believe. But he's refusing to apologize, again. Then that would be because he's going to face. Like, some people would say, look, he apologized. How much do I have to keep apologizing?
Right.
And I agree. Like, when I apologize to you, I mean it. I'm sincere. Don't be expecting me to apologize to you every time I see you. But he is going to be asked questions at a press conference. And one of them is going to be, are you sorry for posting that or for offending people, or... Do you
it's
apologize
coming, Chris.
For offending?
It,
and all you
coming.
Got to do is say, yeah, like I said, I apologize in the Instagram post. I meant it. I don't lie. I meant what I said. When I apologize, I'm sincere about it. So I am apologizing. I'm not going to be apologizing every press conference. All right? My word is my bond. I apologize. When I get an argument with my wife, Rob, don't. I'm sorry, honey. But don't expect every time I see you, I ain't apologizing.
Right. No.
I was wrong. You don't have to do that.
Right. But he has to, and there's going
to
be that moment, Chris. You know that. There's going to be that moment. And that's I don't know if he's ready for that. And maybe that's the holdup, Chris, that he's not really ready. And they're going to say to him, this is not going to go away until you face the press.
Right.
And they ask you, did you mean that apology? That's the question. Did you mean it, or did you do it because you were going to lose money? Seriously,
right?
Is
right.
that the question,
that's,
Chris?
That's how he might be asked, right?
That's what.
Absolutely. And everything he said, Rob, before the apology, and obviously he hasn't spoken since the apology. But as far as his tweet, he put out a tweet the other day. As far as the apology itself. Everything he said would be in line with an apology.
Right.
So it's not, you shouldn't feel that if you can't just apologize, or say the right thing when they ask you the question, that's just pride.
Yeah. And you got to let that go. Some people, Chris, have ruined relationships, friendships, all kinds of stuff, work situations over pride. Like, there's nothing wrong with apologizing to people if you did something wrong or they feel you offended them, Chris, right? If you don't feel, because it's not for me to feel or for you to feel, it's the person who's offended. If they say they're offended and you didn't mean to offend them, it's easy to apologize to me if I don't mean to do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right, trolling or rolling. I'll break it down for you. Just in case this is the first time you've heard this fine segment on The Odd Couple. If Rob and Chris like the segment that I read, you hit the roll song.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
And I do have to say, my first ever job in radio, internship for Doug Carson, Scott the Gator Anderson at 97, won the ticket many moons ago.
How'd you like that? Doug Carson has great teasers, right, Martin? Am I wrong?
No, absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right. It is one of the things that he specialized in. I think, for my dollar, him and Mike Greenberg, two of the best in the business.
Yeah, Greeny's good at teases as well.
All right, so real quick here. To say that Klay Thompson has been struggling to start the season has been an understatement. Now, on the contrary, Jordan Poole's coming off one of his best games as a Warrior, exploding for a season-high 36 and a 37-point blowout against the San Antonio Spurs. Chris, trolling or rolling, Jordan Poole should start over Klay right now.
I'm a troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
That's a move. Now, Poole is definitely playing better. There's no question about it. He's scoring more points. He's shooting better from the field, from three, everywhere. Obviously, Klay was a better defender in his heyday and might still be now. But he's not, you know, that exceptional defender he used to be. But I think that that is, like, that's not something you do on a whim. That's not just a quick decision. I think you got to meet with some of the leaders of it. I mean, because Klay is like, it's Draymond, Steph, and Klay. And so you got to me, you have to meet with those guys, talk to them, get the feel. And because you if you just do it, it could mess up, you know, the team psychologically and emotionally, not, you know, even more so than basketball-wise.
What was he, what'd you say, Chris? I'm sorry.
I'm trolling it.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I mean, it's, sure you could take your time and do it softly.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not saying it right now.
Yeah, but you got to earn your keep, and he just isn't that same player, and it happens to people. It doesn't mean that he can't be a part of it. But you can't cover for him. It's not like you're rolling and things are great. The team is struggling. Here we are, you know, into the first month of the season, Chris, and it hasn't been a pretty look. So I think that that's real. Last year in the finals, he struggled. He's not the same player. And I think you can't, in pro sports worry about people's what's the right word? Their feelings.
Feelings, yeah.
When there are other people who have played better and deserve their opportunity as well.
Trolling, rolling, odd couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, a few weeks ago, Ron Rivera said quarterback was the reason the rest of the NFC East had a winning record when the Commanders didn't. Carson Wentz then got hurt. Mm. And since then, Taylor Heineke just beat the last undefeated team in football, division rival Philadelphia Eagles. Now, whether or not he can hold his jockstrap to Kirk Cousins, as Ilo just mentioned, that's yet to be determined. But, Chris, trolling or rolling, Heineke should keep the starting job for the football team.
Rolling.
They see me rolling.
No question about it. I mean, come on. Like, it actually, Taylor Heineke, and I get it, he's been there for a few years now. He started last year, and obviously they didn't have a winning record. But he's been better. The team's been better. His leadership is better. It's just Carson Wentz, even if you think he's better individually, the team doesn't play as well with him, and they don't win games. They actually have a shot to make the playoffs. I don't think they will, but they're not out of this thing. So, yeah, you got to stick with Taylor Heineke.
I'm trolling this.
Oh, wow. Man. Hey.
Typical prisoner of the moment. His quarterback rating yesterday in that spectacular game that he won the quarterback job was 66.9. 211 yards, no touchdowns, a pick. They ran the ball. That's why they ball control. Stop it. Taylor Heineke didn't do anything yesterday to win a quarterback job. I get it, Chris. They won.
It's not one
it's okay.
game.
Fine.
They're 3-1.
They've tried it with this guy over and over, and eventually he turns into a pumpkin. This guy started a playoff game for them. If he was that guy, they wouldn't have brought in 8 different quarterbacks since he's had that playoff start. He's not that guy. I think it's been obvious, and that's why he's never held on to the job.
He might not be that guy, but Wentz definitely ain't that
that's
guy.
That's fine, but he ain't winning on last night.
God.
Sorry.
My opinion.
Heineke owes me money. I bet on the Raiders. That's why
I'm mad. That's why Rob's mad, yes.
I mean, I didn't know you had to about the Washington football quarterback situation.
But, you didn't realize I had such a hot take, right?
Right. My gosh. All right,
look, real quick, I got one more. This year's version of the Rams, pretty much one offensive option. Get the ball to Cooper Kupp. Well, he's headed to injured reserve. Quarterback Matthew Stafford, another guy who Rob doesn't think is that guy, still in concussion protocol. Chris, trolling and rolling, the Rams are toast.
Rolling. Nothing even needs to be said. They're done. As simple as that.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it as well. They got more issues than that. They got just so many issues on that team. It doesn't have the depth that it had before. They got rid of some other players. This is like they rolled the dice. Everything they did to try to win one, and they got lucky and they won last year, and now they're going to reap what they put into this. So it's going to be bad now.
All right, Martin. Great stuff as
Thank
always,
you.
Brother. Thank you.
All right, guys. No doubt.
Peace. Don't forget about your show. You didn't plug it Saturday quickly.
I'll tell everybody, Rob, real quick. Martin and BJ, Saturday, 7 to 10. I mean, you tuned in a couple weeks ago.
7
tell
to 10 Eastern.
That's
4
right.
4 to 7 Pacific, Fox Sports Radio. All right, we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. 877-996-6369. Call us in and trash anyone, anything in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Dwight in Denver. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dwight?
I am. Listen, first of all, I listen to y'all guys' show every night, okay?
I am trashing
Rob Park and all his little LeBron haters. I get so sick of him. It seems like it's a LeBron hating session twice a week on this show, okay? Look, I vote that we bring in Ephraim Salam and let him face Rob Parker because, dude, you hate too much. You sound like a wounded little girl. Oh, he don't belong in the top 10. Oh, it was the bubble they won the championship. Look, last time I checked, everybody had a chance to win in that bubble, okay? Man, your hating makes my ears bleed, dude. Stop it. Stop it. You are sickening to listen to, okay?
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling. Listen to another show then. Turn the station. 877-99-ON-FOX. I know I'm not supposed to comment, Chris, but I can't help it.
You couldn't help yourself.
Come on, Chris. He's trashing me. That's right. Austin in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Austin?
What's going on, fellas? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Been following you guys since the old network days at Cold Pizza. So,
man.
Big fan.
Oh, wow.
Big fan,
yeah.
Man.
Yes,
thank you.
Anyways, I just want to trash this upcoming FIFA World Cup, man. You know, it's been like a bunch of human rights violations just to get this thing up and running. There was even an investigation here in the States that exposed all of the back-end deals that forced like half of the executive positions to resign. I mean, it should get talked about a lot more because it's affected the whole system, you know, worldwide and in the States, man. I know it's soccer, so, you know, it's kind of like on the back end of most of the sports here. But, I mean, that's the world sport, man, you know. I mean, you know, the more it gets covered and covered in the right way, it will help bring up the system in a real way here in America. So, thanks for taking my call, man.
No doubt. Good, Austin, thanks.
It's just that people don't talk about soccer, right?
Yeah, you know, that's all. But we appreciate you listening down in D.C. We do. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
I'm trashing the iCoupling. Christopher Banner, Dane Broussard, and Ephraim Mateen Salam for the Kendrick Perkins hot take, which was a hot ice take, about benching Kyrie Irving. In the words of Ricky Waters, for what, for who? He's averaging 27-5-5. The only other player on the Nets that can get his own shot, a certified big shot taker and maker, asks LeBron. Defense, Isaiah Lloyd-Thomas from the west side of the Chi-type. Nets with new head coach Jack Vaughn, defensive schemes, let it be known. That's the reason for the absence, not the absence of the player. No. Kevin Creaky Durant had the highest usage percentage of the Nets in the 2020-2021 season at 31.1%, which shuts down the Westbrook ball dominance all year against Kyrie. Take that for data. Stop the capping.
Didn't he do that last week?
I don't know, did he? Was that a
get
try?
Get fresh, MJ. Yeah, he did the same take last week, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe really? He just called in. Yeah, he might have just called in.
He called
but
in,
but he did
think.
Say that before.
Yeah, I don't think it was a trash, but he trashed.
You remember he talked about Kyrie, though, before. Yeah, it might not have been trash.
He's a Kyrie guy. Right, that's fine.
Yep. That's fine.
All right.
All right. That's
I
it?
Think that's it. Yeah, right? I
mean, I'm trashing MJ! Nah, MJ, wow. Look, I appreciate you calling, bro. You got a right to your own opinion. But I would bring Kyrie off the bench. I would look at it. If they lose tonight, and it, you know, I don't know how much longer he's going to be out. But, Rob, we talked about it. If this, you know, if they don't play well without him.
And if they win these last two road games and come back 3-1 on the West Coast trip, Chris, you gotta take a look at
it. I mean, he's playing at the end of games. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting his 30 plus minutes. So it's not, Not saying he's not like the second best player on the team, but it'd just be to keep the flow going. So, all right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we are out of here. You got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next, and those brothers bring fire, like the Ohio Players type fire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.